Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we made it, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, open line Friday here on the Todd Starnes radio program. Thank you for hanging out with us for the next 3 hours. I am Todd Starnes, your host, and folks, we have a lot to talk about today. President Trump, by the way, on Air Force One, heading across the big pond. He had a few things to say before he took off, and no doubt it's causing Bill Clinton to wiggle just a smidge, and I'll tell you more about that in just a little while. Somebody sent me an item, and I love this story. I had seen this before, and I had meant to share it with you, and for whatever, you know how things go. If I'm one of these guys that if it's, you know, if I'm thinking about something and I don't write it down, then it's gone. So I've got to, and I forgot to do that. Well, anyway, last night, I came across this item and I thought, you know, we've got to talk about this. I got to write it down so we'll be able to share it with you fine folk. So anyway, Tim Allen, remember him from, a Tool Talk? What was the name of the show? What was Tim Allen's show back in the day? Anyway, he hosted a show called Tool Talk or Tool Time. I'm botching the whole thing here. It's Friday. Bear with me. Anyway, Tim Allen. Back in the day, one of my favorite comedians, and just a great guy, and he's a patriot. I suspect he is a conservative, but he's probably libertarian on some things, and that's all right. That's all right. But anyway, Tim Allen wrote this, and I wanted to share some things, and because it goes all the way back to 2020. And here's what Tim Allen wrote. Here are some interesting points to think about prior to 2020. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is everything he wrote is relevant. Everything. Someone just texted me, home improvement. Thank you. It's going to be one of those shows, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to have to bear with me. So anyway, Tim Allen wrote all of this, and everything he wrote is relevant today to Donald Trump and the Democrats and the Republicans. And he said, here are some interesting points to think about, like moderate Democrats, libertarians, independents, and the never-Trump Republicans, and those thinking of walking away from the Democrat Party. And here's what he wrote. Women are upset about Trump's naughty words. Well, those same women also bought 80 million copies of 50 Shades of Grey. Not one feminist has defended Sarah Sanders, who was then the press secretary, now the governor of Arkansas. And man, did they just attack this woman over and over. I mean, it was just ugly stuff. They went after her looks, her hair, the whole nine. It was so disgusting. Not one feminist has defended Sarah Sanders. It seems like women's rights only matter if those women are liberal. No border walls, no voter ID laws. Did you figure it out yet? But wait, there's more. Chelsea Clinton got out of college and got a job at NBC that paid $900,000 a year. Chelsea Clinton. Her mom flies around the country speaking out about white privilege. And just like that, they went from being against foreign interference in our elections to allowing non-citizens to vote in our elections. President Trump's wall cost less than the Obamacare website. Let that sink in, America. We are one election away from open borders, socialism, gun confiscation, full-term abortion nationally. We are fighting evil. They sent more troops and armament to arrest Roger Stone than they sent to defend Benghazi. This is actually true. 60 years ago, Venezuela was fourth on the world's economic freedom index. Today, they are 179th, and their citizens are dying of starvation. In only 10 years, Venezuela was destroyed by democratic socialism. Now, I want to stop here for just a moment and understand this. Understand this. That's going to happen here. If we let our foot off the gas, that will happen here, and it will be less than 10 years. And this is one of the reasons why New York City is on the verge of having the first democratic socialist Muslim mayor in the history of the city. And that's why the same thing is about to happen in Minneapolis. And that will spread like wildfire. It's just really shocking. Russia donated $0 to the Trump campaign. Russia donated $145,600,000 to the Clinton Foundation, but Trump was the one who was investigated. Nancy Pelosi invited illegals to the State of the Union. Oh, by the way, I was seated next to an illegal. I tried to find an ICE agent at the time, but you know, I wanted to do my civic duty. President Trump invited victims of illegal aliens to the State of the Union. Let that sink in. A socialist is basically a communist who doesn't have the power to take everything from their citizens at gunpoint yet. And by the way, how do you walk 3,000 miles across Mexico without food or support and you don't lose any weight? How is that possible? AOC wants to ban cars, ban planes, give out universal income, and think socialism works. She calls Donald Trump crazy. Bill Clinton paid $850,000 to Paula Jones to get her to go away. I don't remember the FBI raiding his lawyer's office. That's a fair point. I wake up every day and I am grateful that Hillary Clinton is not the president of the United States. The same media that told me Hillary Clinton had a 95% chance of winning now tell me Trump's approval ratings are low. As Margaret Thatcher said, the problem with socialism is that sooner or later you run out of other people's money. That's a good point. Great quote from Maggie Thatcher, the Iron Lady. Maxine Waters opposes voter ID laws. She thinks they're racist. You need to have a photo ID, though, to attend her town hall meetings. President Trump said they're not after me. They're after you. I'm just in their way. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? That's the most important thing to remember, is that they're really not after Donald Trump. They're after all of us. And they hate us. They really do. They hate us for electing Donald Trump, and they hate us for all the amazing things that are happening in this country right now. It seems as if we are on the verge of going back to normal in this country. Are you guys sensing that? I mean, look, a lot of the advertisements, a lot of the movies, a lot of the stuff where people are starting to realize there's something different happening. It's as if we are reclaiming what we just jettisoned, which is, quite frankly, a lot of common sense. So I'm pretty darn excited about where we are heading as a country right now. And we've just got to make sure that all of the people that we elect to Congress are getting behind the president's agenda. And I don't think that's happening. I think it will eventually, but we don't have a lot of time. And I want you to hear me on this, because we're going to have to dig into something that the Senate is up to. There are some shenanigans. But I'm just telling you, people are beginning to realize it's okay to stand up and say something about these radical agendas out there, whether it be the LGBT stuff, whether it be the socialism stuff, whether it be communism, whether it be the illegals that were flooding across our border and now they are no longer doing that. I mean, it's okay to talk about all this stuff. And I'm feeling great on this Friday. And I'm feeling more and more thankful because of Donald J. Trump and his commitment to his campaign promises. And Trump is crushing it, right? Just absolutely crushing it. Now, we're going to play some audio a little bit later on. President Trump putting out an executive order regarding homeless people. And, you know, when you look at the far-left policies, that's one thing I want us to all think about, because we're seeing this in Memphis, which is insane, because it is so freaking hot here right now. I've never seen anything like this. You've got homeless people in Memphis, and they're sleeping on the sidewalks. They're walking down the street with their shopping carts filled with all their belongings. And it's very clear that many of these folks, not all, but many, are mentally ill. They need to be institutionalized somewhere. Many of them are drug addicts, and they're strung out on whatever. And it's not just in Memphis, but it's just shocking that it's here, because it's so hot. Normally you'd think they would be seeking refuge and, you know, a homeless shelter or something of that nature, but it's off the charts. The homeless are incredibly aggressive here, and it's worse, though, in places like New York City and Los Angeles and many other large cities around the nation, where you've got entire encampments. You drive through some parts of Detroit and Los Angeles and San Francisco, it looks like a third world country. People are afraid to walk out of their homes. It's the craziest thing. There was a story in one of the Los Angeles TV stations was interviewing this guy, and he owns a big industry, and the area in this industrial area of Los Angeles, the entire area around his building has been overwhelmed and overrun by the homeless. It's unbelievable. And they're stealing copper. They're, you know, breaking into his business. It's so bad. He reached out to city council, and the Democrats won't do anything, because this is what the Democrats have created. This is what these Democrats want. And the guy finally said, I've got to move. I love Los Angeles. I love my company, but we can't survive here. And he told the city council member, it's either us or the homeless. Who are you standing up for? Because this guy is employing people. He's pouring tax money into the economy, into the coffers at City Hall. And the city council member said, well, we're standing with the homeless people. And Trump finally said, yeah, we're not going to do that. And here is President Trump just before he got on Marine One. Cut number six, please.
The White House today. No, I saw homeless people sleeping right outside the gates of the White House. Are you concerned about that?
I think it's terrible, and we'll have them removed immediately. We do remove it. We've got to get the mayor to run this city properly. This city has to be run. You know, I have the right to take it over. And I think it's terrible. Where are they? Where did you see them?
Right outside on Pennsylvania Avenue.
By the, near the Treasury.
Yeah, it's bad in Washington, D.C., too. And that's on the mayor. That's not on Trump. That's on the mayor. She's got to get a handle on this. But anyway, we'll talk more about this going to the phone lines as well. Open line Friday, whatever you want to talk about, you have a question, we're going to be able to talk about it today. Write down our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. All right, here we go, folks. Friday, this is it. Today is the day. The Texas Disaster Relief Program, our final fundraising effort, and we need your help, because we did not quite reach our goal, but we are almost there, and I am confident that you guys are going to step up to the plate today and help us reach our goal of $20,000. We're about $19,000 and some change. So we need your help right now. And I hope that we can say we exceeded the $20,000 mark. Again, I know it's Friday. You're getting ready. Some of you are going to vacation, going down to the Redneck Riviera or Branson or Dollywood, and you want to just chill out. Before you do that, though, I want you to consider lending us a helping hand here. Again, the donations from men and women just like you and our audience, hundreds of you have already given, and you are helping the survivors and the first responders of the floods in the Texas Hill Country. I want to play some audio. This is Paul Jacobs, and he is from Food for the Poor, which is our ministry partner. They are on the grounds, and they're describing how your donations are actually being used.
people that have given so far to help those pallets of items that Food for the Poor has already sent. What would you say to those donors?
I would tell them that they are superheroes and that they have no idea how far a simple IV packet or a care kit can go, you know, to just make a difference in the life of someone. And those items are not just going towards the people that were impacted, but the people who are helping.
It's an amazing thing that you guys have done here. And we're not finished just yet, so I need your help today. There is a Help Texas banner on my website, toddstearns.com, and you can make a donation, and we will be rushing emergency relief kits. When you buy the kits, they are delivered. It's that quickly. You can phone in your gift as well, 844-860-4673. Again, 844-860-4673. Or you can, again, send the... You can go to our website, which is what we encourage you to do. Go to our website, toddstearns.com, and make that quick donation. Now, here's the deal. Any gift, $100 or more, you will be receiving a personally signed copy of my brand new book, Star Spangled Blessings, free of charge. That is my gift to you, just to say thank you for lending a helping hand. I was the first person who donated when we launched the campaign, and I just want to say thank you for taking the time. Every single dollar you get is tax deductible. I know a lot of people ask that question. Yes, it is entirely a tax deductible gift. All right, got to take a break. Our phone number again, 901-260-5926. We're going to be later in the show. We're going to be announcing our latest batch of donors. So you want to go ahead and get your donation in. If you want to leave a message, you can do that, and we will share that as well. We'll be right back, everybody. And welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. It is Open Line Friday. And again, head over to toddstearns.com right now and make those donations. We want to end Friday saying that not only did we hit that $20,000 mark, we surpassed it. We surpassed it. And we will be celebrating. And again, everybody who gives a $100 gift or more, then you will be getting a signed copy of my brand new book, Star Spangled Blessings. All right, let's go to the phone lines. We start the day in beautiful Jackson, Tennessee. Sharon is on the line and wants to weigh in on the homeless problem. Hi, Sharon. What's going on?
Well, hey, it's not necessarily the homeless problem I'm talking about. It's the legislation that people try to take care of the homeless people. They just kind of throw a general blanket over everything. And there are people all over the place like me who car camp. You know, when I go hiking, you know, I don't go to hotels and stay usually. I'll just, you know, I put some blankets and cushions in the back of my car, and you know, I just camp in my car because, you know, it puts me closer to the trailhead, and it's just a whole lot easier and it's a lot cheaper, you know, than trying to find a hotel every night. And if they, you know, I understand there's a homeless problem. I understand that, but I've been stopped or I've been woke up, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning when I've been parked on the side of the road somewhere and the PHP or the Virginia police, whoever it was, you know, have asked me, you know, are you a vagrant? Are you homeless? I'm like, no, I have a job to go to Monday. I have a home to go back to and I'm just parking. I'm sleeping because I'm on a road trip.
All right. And, look, hey, Sharon, I want you to hang tight for just 1 second because the computer's going to cut us off. So don't go anywhere. I want to finish this thought. So hang tight if you don't mind. And again, our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Going right to your phone calls right after we get back. Mike Lindell and MyPillow employees want to thank my listeners for all your continued support. You know, Mike has a passion to help everybody get the best sleep of their life, and he didn't stop by creating the best pillow. He also created the best bed sheets ever. Mike is offering the best deal on his Percale bed sheets. You can get a set for as low as $24.98. The MyPillow Percale bed sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. They look great, they feel great, and that means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Also, for a limited time, when you order over $100 worth of merch, you're going to get $100 in free digital gifts. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $24.98. Order now or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS. That's 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS. All right, welcome back. So I want to go right back to the phone here. So Sharon is a part of this car camping community. So Sharon, what's your issue? What are you taking issue with?
Well, as long as they don't blanket the legislation to include everybody who's sleeping on the street, because like I said, you know, when you go over to Georgia, they've got the Appalachian Trail over there, and there are places over there to park just all along the trailhead to the Appalachian Trail. And I have been car camping in Virginia. And I found a place, you know, it was off the road. I wasn't in any danger. It was dark. And I was just sleeping. And, of course, it was like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And one of the Virginia police, you know, came and knocked on my window. And, you know, of course, asked me who I was, what I was doing there. And I told him I was on a road trip that week through Virginia and West Virginia and all up in there through waterfalls. And he was like, well, don't you know it's dangerous out here and you might could get, but the thing is, he asked me if I was homeless and I said, no, I'm not homeless. I'm just on a road trip.
So where were you parked? Were you like parked off the side of an interstate or?
No, I was parked off of a back road. There was a waterfall just up the road from where I was, you know, that's where I was going to start my day was right at that waterfall. And, I just found an off-the-road spot, you know, no houses around, nothing. I was, you know, I wasn't going to vandalize anything, but that's my problem is if they blanket everything under this homeless, you know, if they come up with homeless legislation, that people who car camp are not homeless, and we don't need to be included in that.
Well, that's a fair point, Sharon, but what do you say to, let's just say that you're parking in front of somebody's house and you decide you're going to car camp in front of somebody's house on, you know, a public roadway. Would that be okay? I mean, would the homeowner be able to say, you know what, you can't do that in front of my house?
That's not what I'm talking about.
Well, that's what we're talking about, though. That's the thing. I mean, if you're, you know, again, I hear what you're saying, and car camping is legal. As a matter of fact, I think there are only two states, Tennessee and Nevada, where you can, you know, camp around the clock. You can live in your car. But if what you can't do is, like, for example, park on the interstate, off the side of the interstate, that's against the law. But,
right. But
again, I'm not sure. I'm not sure that's what President Trump is talking about here. He's talking about the people who are literally pitching tents in front of the White House and in front of these businesses in, say, downtown Los Angeles or as it's happening in Memphis, Tennessee.
Right. And that's fine, except that when they go in to do the bills and the laws and everything like that, they don't word it to exclude for exclusions. They don't make exclusions. And it just blankets everything. And that's what I'm saying is make some exclusions, you know, make it very specific and not just, you know, a total blanket over everything.
Got it.
That's my only
All right.
issue with that.
Sharon, got to run. Thank you for the call. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? Again, I don't think that's the intent here to stop people from camping in their cars. I think the issue is you've got a bunch of drug addicts, you got a bunch of homeless people, you got a bunch of folks that are just causing all sorts of mayhem in these cities, and they're taking over the sidewalks and the parks and the beaches. It's insane. Let's go to Mark in Jackson, Tennessee, listening to us on WTJS. Hi, Mark. What's going on? What's on your mind today?
Oh, I just wanted to give my condolences for the passing of Hulk Hogan this week, but also wanted to talk, and since you're from the Memphis area, about Memphis wrestling back in the 70s and 80s. It was just the greatest thing on TV, I thought, at that time.
Well, it was. And remember, you know, the two great announcers, you had Lance Russell and you had Dave Brown, who was also the weather guy on Channel 5 in Memphis. You know, a lot of the TV stations around the country used to actually host wrestling, you know, in their studios back in the day.
Right. And don't forget referee Jerry Calhoun. He was just about at every match.
Well, that's true. It's look, it was, you know, it really was an amazing time growing up in the 70s and 80s. I think that was sort of for us, maybe the zenith. For the old timers, I suspect it was starting to come along in the 60s, in the 1960s. But really, it was Hulk Hogan who sort of just exploded onto the national scene and really just transformed the whole sport.
He did, and it somewhat that, and I think cable TV kind of took away from the local show because it seemed like during the late 70s, early 80s, when you had Lawler and Dundee and even Jackie Fargo was still in the mix, even though he was getting a little age on him at that time. But
it was Hulk Hogan.
Morning,
but it was Hulk Hogan who really did it all. Without him, I don't think we'd be talking about the WWE right now.
Oh, absolutely not. He took it nationwide. Like you said, there were a lot of local shows, but the Hulkster took it, you know, pretty much probably worldwide, actually.
And he was a great friend of our president, Donald J. Trump.
Absolutely, and I enjoyed listening to him at the Republican National Convention.
It was great stuff. All right, Mark, thank you for calling on an Open Line Friday. And, folks, that's how it works. 1 minute we're talking about car camping, and the next you got Hulk Hogan. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. There is a weird story. And, again, this is all about President Trump making the art world great again. There's a woman by the name of Amy Sherald, and she is a woke artist. She became famous for depicting the Statue of Liberty as black and transgender. She also created a rendition of that famous World War II Times Square kiss. Remember that? Featuring the man and the woman. Well, she redid that, and her version of that was two gay black men making out. And she earned national acclaim because she was the official painter of the portrait of former First Lady Michelle Obama. Isn't that kind of weird? Are we supposed to read anything into any of that? I mean, she's all about transgenders and gay black dudes, and then she's the painter for Michelle Obama. I'm not judging. I'm not stating a fact. I'm just asking a question. I mean, what was it on Sesame Street? One of these things is not like the other, or maybe all three things are just like each other. I don't know. I'm just asking. So anyway, Sherald was supposed to be doing a huge display and show at the National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C., part of the Smithsonian, and she has canceled her show. And she said the reason why is because of censorship coming from the Trump administration. This is sort of hilarious. So anyway, the headline in the New York Times, Amy Sherald cancels her Smithsonian show, and she's citing censorship. She says she made the decision after she learned that the National Portrait Gallery was pulling her painting of a transgender Statue of Liberty. The National Portrait Gallery said they were concerned that the transgender Lady Liberty might anger President Trump. I'm not really sure President Trump cares one iota about this, but anyway, Sherald puts out a statement, and she said, this is censorship, and I'm not going to play a role in this. And so she canceled the whole thing. The Smithsonian says, well, look, we were just going to include a video to contextualize the piece. Okay, well, what was the video going to say? That the Statue of Liberty is not a dude? I mean, really? That's crazy. They said, while we understand Amy's decision to withdraw her show from the National Portrait Gallery, we are disappointed that Smithsonian audiences will not have an opportunity to experience what she calls American Sublime. It's kind of like American Subweird. The Smithsonian strives to foster a greater and shared understanding by presenting and contextualizing art. The Smithsonian aims to inspire, challenge, and impact audiences in meaningful and thoughtful ways. Unfortunately, we could not come to an agreement with the artist. We remain appreciative and inspired by Ms. Sherald, her artwork, and her commitment to portraiture. Now, the Smithsonian came under scrutiny. You know, President Trump, back in March, issued an executive order, and he said the problem here is that the Smithsonian has come under the influence of divisive race and gender-centered ideology. The White House releasing a statement, and here's what the White House had to say. The Statue of Liberty is not an abstract canvas for political expression. It is a revered and solemn symbol of freedom and inspiration and national unity that defines the American spirit. Well, that's exactly what it is. But a lot of people are now saying President Trump is guilty of censorship and that we should allow people to desecrate the Statue of Liberty, one of our most sacred symbols, by the way. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. It just seems to me that Lady Liberty is meant to inspire national unity and not pronoun confusion. We don't need the field trip class of third graders trying to look up Lady Liberty's skirt to make sure she's a gal. I'm just saying. All right, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to David in Bartlett, Tennessee, wants to weigh in on homeless people. Hey, David, what's going on?
Well, the hot weather, for one thing.
David, this weather is insanely oppressive.
Yeah, it is. Look, I've got an idea for the homeless people. And years ago, I was running a vending service for a vending company. And my whole route had all kinds of businesses downtown. Well, there were certain homeless people that they knew every stop I was going to be on, and certain ones would be at certain stops, and they would help me load the two-wheeler and help me carry stuff into the business and different things like that, and I would give them food. I would give them sandwiches and chips and drinks and things like that, and they always worked for it. That's what they wanted. I told them, I said, as long as you help, I'll give you fresh food, and I'll give you drinks and chips and some candy bars, and that's what I did. And my boss didn't mind it either. He was all for it. So there is downtown by the pyramid where the highway and the interstate goes over, there's huge group of homeless people living in refrigerator boxes underneath those viaducts down there. There's a whole community of them. And most of them will have stuff to do, and they will get out and work every day. Then you have one person that will stay there and watch over everybody's things. It's like there's a whole community there. Well, my idea for the homeless is, since they're all over the city of Memphis, and this is all over the United States, you got homeless people everywhere, why don't the governments of each city use the homeless as a cleanup force to keep the city clean, keep the garbage picked up, keep everything, you know, tidied up so the cities can look good, and then give them some kind of little minimum wage or something, or food vouchers or something that would help them out, and it would give them a job to do, give them pay, and then probably a lot of them would not be homeless anymore.
David, I love this idea. And so you're saying, let's put the homeless to work.
Exactly. Exactly.
I love this idea. And look, here's the thing, David. There are some people that's how they want to live their life. You know, they don't want a house. They don't want an apartment. They want to live out it. And you know what? It's America. As long as you're not, you know, infringing on anybody else's rights, knock yourself out.
Yeah. But it would help the blight of the city, get them to clean up lots that are not presentable in the city, with a bunch of blight at, get them to go around, cut the grass, do this, do that, mend all these broken down houses, put them to work, give them a minimum fee or something, or like I said, food vouchers and stuff like that. That would take care of their problem and take care of the problem in the city of Memphis.
Mm. All right, David, it's a good thought, and thank you for calling in. We're going to be super late for a break here, so thank you for calling in. This is interesting. In Los Angeles, more than 43,000 people are homeless. That's just inside the city limits. Countywide, Los Angeles County, more than 72,000 homeless people. And the news this week, President Trump signing an executive order that makes it easier for cities and states to remove homeless people from the streets, and specifically vagrant individuals. And it also redirects federal money to programs that tackle substance abuse. The problem you've got in California, you've got a lot of these cities that are literally giving people the needles and the drugs. And it is a third world weird situation out there, folks. I've never seen, you've got to go to see it. And I've been there, and I'm not going back until they get all that figured out. All right, got to take a break. Don't forget, head over to the website, toddstearns.com. Make a donation right now. Later on in the show, we're going to be giving all of you guys who gave a quick shout-out. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest. Life comes at you fast, which is why it's important to find some time to relax. A little you time. Enter Chumba Casino. With no download required, you can jump on anytime, anywhere for the chance to redeem some serious prizes. So treat yourself with Chumba Casino and play over 100 online casino-style games, all for free. Go to ChumbaCasino.com to collect your free welcome bonus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go right to the phones and say hello to our good friend, Joe from LJ. But, Joe, I hear you're in Sea Island today.
Todd, I am in Sea Island. You've got a lot of fans here, and I want to contribute $200 to your Texas flood deal because I think that's a great project. But they love you down here in Sea Island, and I think Trump's the best leader in history, and I think the Dow stocks will double under Trump the next 5 years.
You know, it's interesting, Joe. I don't know if you heard this news earlier today, the president dropping this little item before he hopped on Marine One. He's actually, because the tariff income has been off the charts insane, the president's looking at some sort of rebates to taxpayers.
That's great. Todd, he's the best, in my opinion, in my lifetime.
I mean, Joe, are you sensing this from, you know, I know you're in the money business. Are people feeling more confident now?
Todd, I'm down here at Sea Island, and it's I think the number one resort in the world with a lot of wealthy people. And I've been coming here 50 years. We've had a home here for 50 years, and I've never seen people so fired up and energized. And I think Trump's the best leader in history, and I really appreciate all you're doing because, you know, you're standing up for him and your program's all over the country. But I do want to, could you tell me the number to call because I want to give my credit card and give $200 to your fund.
Joe, absolutely. And I'm going to put you on hold, and okay. The lovely Miss Cassie will get that information right to you. So hang tight. Don't hang up, Joe, and we'll get that. All right. Hang tight, Joe. All right, folks. Wow, a lot going on, and we're just getting started. Hour two of the big show coming up. We're going right to the phones. We've got a lot to say about President Trump. He is just knocking it out of the ballpark. 901-260-5926. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. And if you want to help our Texas disaster relief, go right to our website and click on the red banner, toddstearns.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary.
from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, happy Friday to you, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are just so honored to have you with us today. A lot going on, and it is Open Line Friday, which means you get to call in and talk about whatever is on your mind today. And I want to give a big shout out to one of our great, great listeners over in Jackson. His name is Wes, and Jackson, Tennessee, which is the Rockabilly Hall of Fame. That's where that's located. Also, the Old Country Buff is the Old Country Store. It's a great, great restaurant there. I am butchering names and memories and locations today, so just bear with me. But also home to Union University. Anyway, Wes gave us one of our largest gifts in our big Texas disaster relief effort. So God bless you, Wes. And I know our team has been in touch, and we're going to send you a little something special as a result of your incredible generosity. And that's really the spirit of our radio audience. You guys, just hundreds and hundreds of you have helped us out. And today, of course, we're wrapping things up, and we truly believe we're going to surpass our goal of $20,000 today. And you can do that by going to toddstearns.com and clicking on the red banner. All right. A lot of stuff happening, but I do want to get to the phone lines because Sandy from Halls, Tennessee, has been listening, and she's been on hold, and she's probably tapping her toe right now saying, let's get on with this. Sandy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Sandy, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. So, Sandy, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to go back to the homeless. I know that, I guess it was back in the 80s when Ronald Reagan was in office, they shut down a lot of institutions. And when they shut down a lot of mental institutions, it seemed like a lot of there were more homeless people. And I was just hoping that maybe they could address that issue and maybe open up Bolivar again and have it running full like they used to.
You know, it's interesting, Sandy. That was largely considered one of the mistakes of the Reagan administration was how Ronald Reagan handled the homeless crisis. And even J.D. Vance was pretty critical of Ronald Reagan. And I want to read a quote to you. This is from an interview he did with News Nation. He says, I'm going to criticize President Reagan going back 40 years because he made the decision to cut mental health care in this country. And the decision that we made collectively as a nation was to let people live on the streets instead of sometimes being committed to inpatient mental health facilities. And Sandy, you know, the reality is there are some people, that's how they want to live their life. But there are a lot of these people, and I'm thinking specifically about the ones that are running around buck naked, trying to terrorize people, you know, doing awful, awful things. And many of them are out of their minds, and they need to be institutionalized.
And I agree with that 100%. So if our administration could do something about that, it would be great. And I think we would see a lot of people that do want help off the street.
Sandy, I think there's a lot of truth to that, and I appreciate you calling in, and thank you for listening to us there in Halls, Tennessee, listening to us on WTJS. You know, it's sad. I remember when I was living in New York City, and it was beginning to get bad right as I was leaving. This would have been, I moved in 2020. I moved out of New York City. And at that time, there were people literally, I mean, it was like zombies. And I'll never forget this. Some guy, he was just walking out the middle of the street in New York City, dropped trowel, and commenced to go poop right in the middle of the street in broad daylight. And nobody thought that was shocking because it's like a normal thing in New York City now. It's just unbelievable. All right, 901-260-5926. Heath in beautiful Helen, Georgia, wants to weigh in on this August recess. Heath, I hope things are a little cool there in the North Georgia mountains.
We got a nice little breeze, Todd, so that that works nice.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Have you seen any lawmakers vacationing in Helen, Georgia? Because, you know, they're getting out of town.
Well, right now, they're going on taxpayer junkets all around the world, staying at first-class hotels and five-star restaurants. So they're not down here.
Well, fair enough. Yeah, you know, I never see the senators or the lawmakers at Dollywood, at Branson. I don't see them on the Redneck Riviera, Heath.
We might find a few down there with Joe.
Well, hey, now that's a fair point.
Listen, they're going to be actually 6 weeks on vacation because they've already left and they don't come back till after Labor Day. They've only passed 2 of 11 appropriation bills. They've done nothing for the budget. They have to pass it end of September, which is less than 3 weeks once they get back. We're going to end up with another continuing resolution that is full of pork and everything because one party will claim and the other party will claim it's their fault if the government shuts down. But the stupid thing is they already know what we want. The American people voted and said, we want you up there working and taking care of our government, not going on junkets and vacations. Do your job.
So I'm curious about this because the concern is that a number of Trump's nominees, well over 100, have yet to be confirmed by the Senate. And Thune is pretty much considering at this point packing it in, and they'll get back to it when September rolls around. You think that's a bad idea?
Well, I'm talking about the House of Representatives right now. You know, I mean, as far as passing those appointments, you know, Senator Blumenthal is holding up the ones for the VA, I know, and he's the one that claimed he was a war hero, you know? It's all crazy, but for the House of Representatives to take 6 weeks off knowing that they haven't even passed appropriations and or a budget and they need to do it at the end of September is just ridiculous. They need to stay up there and work. That's what the American people told them. We want you to do. Stay there and work. Get the job done.
Well, let me say this, Heath. It's the reason why Mike Johnson is sending everybody home early is he doesn't want to vote on the Epstein files because you've got a lot of renegade Republicans that are siding with the Democrats, and they've got the numbers to force a vote on releasing the Epstein files. So
that's tough cookies. They, you know, they're up there to represent the people. If some people vote for that, let them vote for that. But at least let's have a vote. If every vote is rigged, then why are they even up there? We could appoint one person to say we're rigging it this way or that way this time. Vote and get the rest of the stuff done. They're going to let us hold up 9 appropriation bills and a budget because of that one vote.
Well,
just
yes.
Because the Democrats outsmarted them?
Yeah. That's what Johnson wants to do. Let me say this. And on the Senate side, you've got another problem, which, again, goes back to who in the world is trying to sabotage Trump's agenda here by slowing down these confirmations. It's just unacceptable. Now, a lot of people have been hoping for, you know, they're saying, okay, fine, if the Senate isn't going to get around to confirming these folks, Trump can make these recess appointments. But John Thune is actually thinking about not doing that, not going into recess, but actually bringing the Senate back every 4 or 5 days to prevent Trump from being able to do that.
Well, you know, what can I say? The deep state lives.
Yes, sir.
And the swamp is there, and it don't matter if it's an R or a D or a I, they're all in it together. So, you know, do their job, but make votes. If they hold up, they at least put it up. You know, playing games is just the stupidest thing in the world. American people need representation. We need to quit worrying about the homeless and all that stuff because, I mean, not quit worrying about them, but, you know, there's so many diversions. They're the ones that are lawmakers, and they're the ones that are oversight and accountability, to hold the government oversight and accountability. When they're out playing all the time, who's watching the kitchen?
It's a fair question you raise, Heath, and an absolutely fair question, and I appreciate your call. On that note, I want to play some audio from CNN. Their pollster guy, great guy, Harry Enten, and look, their polls have been pretty spectacular for Trump, and it's been shocking to a lot of people, but things are not looking good right now among independent voters. And here's CNN's Harry Enten. Cut 11, please.
We are talking about independence, Mr. Berman. I will say this is the biggest warning sign, the biggest danger sign for President Trump in his second term so far. Why is that? Because it does not appear that there is a bottom to which Donald's support can't fall to. What are we talking about? Trump's not approval rating with independence. You know, there was all this hubbub about Gallup that came out this past week. You see, back in January, it was minus 2 points. Now it's minus 35 points. But what's important here is Gallup is largely matching the average. Back in January, in the average, Trump's net approval rating with independents was minus 3. Look at where it's fallen to now, minus 29 points. That is a drop of over 25 points with the key part of the electorate. If you're not winning among independents, you're probably not winning overall. And when your net approval rating is minus 29 points, you are definitely not winning overall when you're that low with independents.
It's just the size of the drop. It's staggering.
It's huge.
Okay, so how does this compare historically?
Yeah, you know, we were talking about Trump's overall approval rating, that it was the second worst overall, but we look among independents, it is the worst on record at this point. My goodness gracious, worst net approval ratings ever 6 months in among independents. Last time around, Trump broke the all-time record at minus 23 points. He is even lower than that now at minus 29 points. He has broken his own record for the worst on record. As I said at the beginning, there appears to be no fall, and Trump is certainly falling through that floor.
All right, there you go, everybody. So, look, here's the deal. You cannot win. The Republicans will not win the midterms if those independent numbers continue to drop. And that is a staggering number. There's Bill O'Reilly is out there saying one of the issues here is Trump needs to stop talking about Jeffrey Epstein. Just stop talking about it and let Congress do what Congress is going to do. I mean, the reality here, and Trump made a good point of this earlier today. He said, look, the issue here is that you guys in the media ought to be talking about Bill Clinton. Look, the media is not fair about all this. We know that the drive-bys, they're always going to be taking shots at Donald Trump. I'll give you an example, all right? The Wall Street Journal, owned by that foreigner, Rupert Murdoch, the guy who owns Fox News Channel, Rupert Murdoch's Wall Street Journal, they did that big nasty hit piece on Trump saying that Trump wrote a letter wishing Epstein a happy birthday and drew a very inappropriate cartoon image in Jeffrey Epstein's birthday book. You know what they failed to mention for the rest of that story? There were about 5 or 6 dozen other people. So you're having 100 people that wrote messages. So why didn't they call out everybody else? What about Bill Clinton? Bill Clinton wrote a message. Oh, they included that stuff later, but they didn't include it when they did the hit piece on Donald Trump. So all of this is so disingenuous and so shady and so sneaky. It's disgusting is what it is. So anyway, President Trump, he cut ties with Jeffrey Epstein as soon as he found out the guy was a sleazeball. You know who didn't? A guy by the name of William Jefferson Clinton. And by the way, Trump, he never went to Lolita Island or whatever they call it. But you know who did? Bill Clinton did. Cut number 5, please.
About Bill Clinton, who went to the island 28 times. I never went to the island.
Do you maintain you did not write a letter for Jeffrey Epstein's birthday?
I don't even know what they're talking about. Now, somebody could have written a letter and used my name, but that's happened a lot. All you have to do is take a look at the dossier, the fake dossier.
So there you have it. So why isn't the media camped out in front of Chappaqua at the Clinton home? Why aren't they calling out Bill Clinton, ladies and gentlemen? What's up with that? 28 times. What was Bill Clinton doing on that island? And who is he doing it with? We know what he did with interns. We know what he did with cigars. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Don't forget, head over right now to our website, toddstearns.com. This is the final day making donations for our Texas Disaster Relief Fund. Just click on the red banner and you'll be able to make a donation. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926, Memphis, Tennessee. Arnez listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Arnez. What do you want to talk about today?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. Basically, I want to be real quick. For one, with the one thing that's confusing me about all this, that is this whole Obama-Russia, you know, this rehash of Russiagate all over again from 2016. And everybody can see through that this is absolutely nothing, because Obama's not going to be subpoenaed, arrested, or really nothing's going to come from it, simply because we had Lindsey Graham go on Fox News Tuesday, I think, and Ted Cruz go on Fox News last night, basically saying that there's not, like, basically saying Obama's not going to get arrested, nothing's going to come from this. This is basically a waste of time. And you notice on Fox that they're just playing the greatest hits. You know, Hillary's email came up. At this point, honestly, I'm just waiting for Benghazi to come back up at this point.
Well, Arnez, Benghazi should have come up when Benghazi happened. And if you've read the reports and if you've seen that movie about what happened at Benghazi, it just enrages me. I've watched that movie several times, and we've just clearly let people in. But that should have been handled years ago. Yeah, go ahead.
And what I did see was Hillary testify for 11 hours with it, and Rick Scott was, I believe, the head of it at the time.
She said, "What difference does it make?" That's what she said. What difference does it all make? They're dead.
But at the same time, here we are. Nobody was ever charged. Nobody was ever indicted.
That's right.
So, you know, what are we doing? And with Trump and this whole Epstein case, one thing I can say, this is absolutely nothing new. This is not new and breaking news. This is something that's been pretty much out since the genesis of his political career. And the thing is, it's like, it's his fault that it's in the news to begin with, because this was a campaign promise. You campaigned on this. Had he not campaigned on this, I don't think it would have made a difference in the election one way or the other. But you campaigned on this, and you can't get upset at the people on either side of the aisle for wanting answers, because you promised that you would give them those answers.
Yeah, you're not getting an argument from me here, Arnez. I mean, I think you're right. President Trump campaigned on it. We should have released it. It's now a huge issue that it doesn't need to be. But again, if Donald Trump was implicated in anything nefarious, that would have been released by the Democrats. They had all of these Epstein documents, and they didn't release it. And the reason why is a lot of Democrats are on that list. Arnez, I got to run. Thank you for calling in, though. And you're right. I mean, if you didn't want to release it, you shouldn't have campaigned on it. Hang tight, everybody. Got to take a quick break. All right, folks, don't forget tonight, 5 o'clock. Man, it's the Todd Starnes Show on Newsmax. We're crushing it over there, having a good time. Newsmax now the fourth highest rated cable news channel, just behind CNN. And Reuters saying we're one of the top news brands in America. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax for news they can trust. By the way, if you haven't done so, download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or TV and start watching. President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and I agree. You can get the free Newsmax app right now. Also, check out Newsmax shares on the New York Stock Exchange. And you can do that by going to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. So there you go. All right, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker Line. Say hello to our good friend, a nationally syndicated radio host, Joe Messina. Joe, hope things are going well for you today.
Oh, it's beautiful out here today, Todd. I'm having a ball. We don't have the 100-degree weather anymore, so we're enjoying life a little bit.
Joe, there was a crazy story that came across my desk this morning. Your legislature, and of course you guys are controlled, a supermajority of Democrats. Really, it's a mega majority of Democrats.
Yeah.
And And you guys have a Senate bill that is moving through Sacramento, Senate Bill 771. And this bill would impose fines on social media companies that do not suppress speech. So they're going after anybody who says anything against the transgender stuff, the LGBT stuff. And they're saying that if Mark Zuckerberg doesn't shut down Todd Starnes' Facebook page, then Zuckerberg would be fined $1 million, and then they would have the right to impose civil penalties of up to $500,000. What's going on out there?
I'm going to have to break out the savings account then there, Todd. I don't even know if we're going to be able to be insured for this. It's nothing new. They've been doing this forever. I mean, hate speech, you know I'm part of a school board here, our school district here in Southern California, and they talk about hate speech. They talk about crimes or speech against protected classes. Well, what does that mean? For real, and who decides what that hate speech is? And who decides when it comes to the social media that what I said was against a certain class of people or a group of people, what have you? But man, think about it. This is nothing new for these people. We've had laws passed that don't allow us to tell parents that kids are about ready after 12 years old, that if a child tells a teacher that he's going to have transition surgery or transition drugs or what have you, they can't tell the parents. It's illegal. Kids from 12 years old and up, a young girl can be taken for an abortion, and the parents aren't to be told about it. So they're out of control up there, and I don't know what they're pumping through the air vents, but it's really sick.
You know, here's my concern. Who's going to be deciding what is and what is an extremist language? That's what gets me, Joe, because, back in the last administration, anybody who was pro-life, went to Latin Mass, knew their pronouns, that was extremism. They literally defined that as extremism.
You know, what's really funny, too, is that we have two different legal codes here in California. We have an ed code section that sometimes trumps Trump's regular law and what have you. This will also bleed into ed code. They're actually working on a part of this too to make sure that when kids are on campus, they're going to be prohibited from using social media for this reason, because they don't want any issues with the kids making fun of another child or a group of people or that kind of stuff. So yeah, the First Amendment stops at the California border. I don't know if you heard that yet.
Are you kidding me? I haven't heard that.
Yeah. It's really interesting when you look at what happens. Kids don't have any rights in the schools. I just went through this with an attorney where a child was brought in to be questioned. He was 14 years old, and the parents were not notified that this child was being brought in on a potentially criminal issue. So they fought it, but Ed Code says no, the school is not required to tell the parents when a child has been brought in to be questioned on something that might be a criminal issue.
Wow. Joe Messina on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. It's just, it's insanity, just insanity.
Yeah.
Going back to this Senate Bill 771, it is just such a reminder that we are nowhere near out of this mess. You know, that Donald Trump is in the White House. He is fighting the good fight, but we have so much work to do on the state level. And the reality is, if Republicans lose in the midterms, Joe, we're screwed.
You know, it's really funny, Todd. I've been telling people for years, watch the California legislature, watch the California governor, because this is what's going to happen across the country as the Dems get more and more power. And I was saying this before Biden got in, and if you look at what happened when Biden got in, he brought a lot of Democrat legislators along with him. And look what happened to the country as a whole. Again, they have total control. He doesn't veto. Governor Newsom doesn't veto any bills to speak of. I don't know if you heard that the Ninth Circuit Court came down yesterday and said, it's unconstitutional to have somebody go through a background check every single time they buy ammunition. Now, I have several guns. I've already been through background checks. I've already been checked. And every time I go in to do target practice or every time I go in to buy ammunition, I have to go through another background check. It takes 10 or 15 minutes to make it happen, whether I'm buying one box of rounds or, 10 boxes of rounds. So the Ninth Circuit came out and said, yeah, that's crazy. They've already been checked out. No, you better stop this now. They're out of control up there.
It's outrageous. It's outrageous. And Joe, again, this is California. You know, we're seeing this in every other state controlled by the libs. No doubt about it. But we are going to have to, that's why it is so important for us to stay focused. And I appreciate the Senate wanting to, you know, take a month off for vacation. I get that. But the reality is, this is insane. We do not have a lot of time. Literally, as President Trump campaigned on, the fate of the nation is at stake. And now you've got all these lawmakers wanting to go on these taxpayer funded junkets.
Yeah, but you know, I you know, you look at it. What is it? Thune and Johnson both are not going to allow the appointments during the recess of the Senate. They're going to keep coming back every 5 days or so and stop Trump from doing this. And I'm thinking, whose side do you want? And I'm not talking about Trump's side. I'm talking about the side of the American people. There's over 200 appointments that could have been taken care of. And they haven't been done yet. I'm at a loss, Todd. I don't know. Is that the Republican Party or am I reading it wrong?
No,
I don't get what these guys are doing.
That's the right. Exactly. What are you guys waiting on? They should be working like in shifts, 24-hour shifts, just, passing every single, approving every single nomination, every piece of legislation that Trump wants through. It ought to be like a factory up there on Capitol Hill.
Amen. You know, Johnson should be sitting there at his desk with a whole bunch of templates ready to go. And when Trump does an EO, that template should be filled in, ready to hit the floor for voting. I mean, I don't understand this. I'm really thinking we need to wipe them all out and start from scratch.
Well, Thomas Massie thinks it's a conspiracy. He believes that Johnson and Thune and others, and I don't think it's Johnson. I think it's the people, you know, controlling Johnson, but anyway, he's the guy in the chair, so you got to mention his name. You've got Johnson and Thune that are out there, and they're intentionally slowing down the president's agenda. And I hope that's not the case. But, Joe, it's sort of hard not to think that way when you understand, wait a second, we're in charge.
You know, I grew up in Boston. I grew up in the north end of Boston, and it was a very mafia-controlled place back in the 60s and 70s. And you know what? They controlled everything. You knew exactly what was going to happen, and they had something on everybody. And I'm not saying that Johnson is dirty or any of those guys are dirty, but I think they've been there so long, or they get into the flow, if you would, and they start going with it, and then they start making little missteps, and those missteps start adding up. And I think they say, look, we'd like you to do this, you know, because it'd be a shame if this came out, because people don't really understand. It could be anything. It could be any story about anything. And I think that's what they're afraid of. I think they're more afraid about how they're going to look than actually doing the right thing for the American people, whatever the personal cost is.
Yeah, I think you're right there. All right, Joe. Well, we're going to let you get back at it. Always, always good having you on the program.
Yeah, God bless, Todd. Thanks for having me. Have a great weekend.
All right, the great Joe Messina, everybody, from out in Santa Clarita, California, and has a terrific nationally syndicated radio program. He is one of the good guys out there. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. Just a reminder, today we are wrapping up our big disaster relief campaign. We are helping our friends in the Texas Hill Country. You guys, we want to blow past the $20,000 mark, and today's the last day we can do that. So we need your help. Go right now to toddstarnes.com, click on that disaster relief button, the disaster relief button, and if you would like to make a donation by phone, you can call this number, 855-348-4673. That's 855-348-4673. And you'll be able to make a donation. Every single dollar you give is tax deductible. And we're going to be announcing a lot of our donors today, all of our new donors. We're going to be giving you guys a shout out in just a little while. So you want to go ahead and get those donations in. We'll be right back, everybody. All right. Welcome back. Good to have you with us today, everybody. Whew, mercy. Where is my audio list here? I want to go back to the story we first told you about yesterday. This is crazy. So tonight in Memphis, You probably don't want to be anywhere around downtown. They're having the Glorilla concert. And Glorilla is a very popular hip-hop rap artist. She's one of the big up-and-comers. And she is in a lot of trouble. And I know this is a shock because, you know, rappers are typically, you know, they are the creme de la creme. I mean, they are just good law-abiding American citizens. They mow the lawn, put their trash out on trash day. Great law-abiding people, these rappers. So anyway, Glorilla, who is from Memphis, she's born and raised. Her legal name is Gloria Hallelujah Woods. But I don't know when she turned to the devil, but man, the lyrics, the words coming out of this woman's mouth. Sweet mercy. It would make Hunter Biden blush. I'm just telling you. She's got a potty mouth, that one. So anyway, Glorilla is having her big concert tonight at the FedEx Forum where the Memphis Grizzlies play basketball. And, of course, they love her here in Memphis. The mayor worships Glorilla. He actually says she epitomizes the perfect Memphian. Gave her the key to the city. The Memphis Shelby County Schools actually had a huge contest so that children, yes, children, could go to the concert tonight. So they're raffling off tickets. No, it's for kids 18 and older, right? Adults 18 and older, but they're invited. They want the local school district because they believe that Glorilla is what children should emulate. So anyway, she's in hot water. She was arrested. And here's the story, and it's a weird story. So she owns a house in Forsyth County, Georgia, in the Atlanta area, and there was a home invasion robbery. She wasn't home. There was a home invasion robbery, and it was pretty awful. Police responded to a report of the home invasion robbery on Saturday. Glorilla was in Indianapolis performing at the WNBA All-Star Game. Her family members were at the home. Three suspects entered and tried to steal items from the household. Somebody in the house had a gun and opened fire, causing the invaders to flee. The attorneys for Glorilla say that her family was traumatized by the violent entrance and that the robbers stole high-value jewelry. So the cops show up. And when the cops show up, they ring the doorbell, ding dong, or whatever. It may have been a rap song. I don't know. What you doing on my porch? Or something. I don't know. So they open the door. As soon as they open the door, it's like the deputies got a contact high. I mean, the smell of marijuana was so egregious that the deputy is like, all right, what's going on here? The house is like a weed factory. So they search and they found a significant amount of marijuana, the devil's lettuce, in one of the bedrooms. Now, Glorilla's attorneys say it was not a significant amount. It was only a small amount. Now, I don't want to parse words here, and I don't want to get in the middle of all of this, but it is possible that both of them are right, that the amount was massive, but maybe in the great scheme of things, it wasn't all that much to Glorilla. So anyway, Glorilla now facing a felony drug charge, and she turned herself in to the sheriff. Good for you, Glorilla. And she could face from up to a year to 10 years in prison if convicted. Now, I want to say this. This may not be a bad thing for Glorilla. You know, a lot of these rappers are like posers. They're really not like, you know, street thugs, right, or thugettes in this particular case. So they're wannabes. We had that with, we have a basketball star, Ja Morant, right? And he wanted to be all gangsta when he got to Memphis. The problem is he grew up in a very nice neighborhood, went to private schools, and was probably whiter than a lot of the people in North Mississippi. So he is a poser. And even some of the gangbangers are like, you know, we love Ja. You know, he's a great ball player. He's not cut out for this business. So, you know, we have a higher level, a higher clientele of gangsters here in Memphis. And, you know, they want to keep people on the straight and narrow. This is getting weird. So all that to say, if Glorilla goes to prison, she's going to have street cred, is what I'm trying to say. But in all honesty, so Glorilla is now crying. I mean, they're crying racism about all of this. And I don't think it's race. I mean, how is it possibly racism? Woods, they call her Woods. Glorilla, widely seen, I'm reading from the Washington Post. Woods is widely seen as hip-hop's brightest young star. The Memphis rapper's TGIF was a viral hit last year after Rihanna posted a video of herself singing it to her partner. Is that ASAP Rocky? Is that all right? Thank you, Parker. Thank you. Instead of the S, it's a dollar sign. That's what threw me
off. ASAP Rocky.
ASAP Rocky. Right. All right. Thank you, Parker. She visited the White House in March. I'm not surprised. Maybe that was her blow that was left behind, right? They never did figure out who's that. No. She's marijuana. My bad. So she visited the White House in March, snapping selfies with President Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I wonder if Joe knew who she was. A glow what? That could have gone very bad very quickly. She was also featured on a recent song by K-pop artist J-Hope. Is that now K-pop? Are those the Korean people? That sounded weird.
Yes.
Okay. That's kind of weird. I don't understand that whole genre. Anyway, we got to wrap it up. We're running late for a break. Geez, Lou, all that to say, Glorilla may or may not be here for the concert tonight. I hope she made bail. Hang tight, everybody. Hour three of the big show coming up next. And
from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, Hour 3 of the big show today. And it is Open Line Friday. This is the final hour of the final show of the final day of the broadcast week. And this is your opportunity to have your say. And just if you got something you want to get off your chest, just give us a call, 901-260-5926. Again, that's 901-260-5926. And we'll be taking your calls throughout the program today. Also, this is the final day of our big Texas Disaster Relief fundraiser. And we need your help to surpass our goal of $20,000. And you guys have been so incredibly generous. Anybody who gives a gift today of $100 or more gets a signed copy of my brand new book, Star Spangled Blessings. I will personally send that to you. And your gift is also tax deductible. So if you're looking, maybe the Lord has abundantly blessed you and you want to be able to donate, you can do so. And you'll be able to get a tax deductible gift. You say, Todd, how could I do it? Very simple. Go to toddstearns.com, click on our Help Texas Disaster Relief button. You will see that at the top of the page. And later this hour, we're going to be thanking all of our great listeners who donated today. We've been doing this every single day of the past 2 weeks. So it's pretty remarkable. 2 weeks, this show has raised, we hope and we believe, over $20,000 when it's all said and done. So God bless you in advance for all of your great work. All right, this is an interesting story. And by the way, this is one of the reasons why we partner with groups like Food for the Poor, because they have boots on the ground. They are very well established, and the money that you donate goes to where it's supposed to go. That can't be said for these Hollywood yahoos who staged an event called Fire Aid. Now, you might remember after the Pacific Palisades fire, you had a lot of these celebrities get together and they threw a concert, a benefit concert. They raised over $100 million. Can I just, as a side note, say something? Hollywood never did that for the people who lost everything in North Carolina or Eastern Tennessee. They never did that. They never do. But man, when the rich and the famous lose everything, they throw a concert. You know what? Hollywood hasn't even done anything for the people in the Texas Hill Country. And this is one of the reasons why this program, not only did we do a radio telethon for our friends in North Carolina and Eastern Tennessee, but we're doing that with our friends in the Texas Hill Country. You know why? Because Hollywood doesn't care about those people. We do. I care about the people in Pacific Palisades. I think we ought to look, God has blessed all of us tremendously. And when our fellow Americans are in a world of hurt, I think we need to step up and we need to take care of our own. I truly do. But that's not how Hollywood thinks. That's not how the rich and famous think. So anyway, they put together this event, a big concert called Fire Aid. And they raised, I think, over $100 million. $100 million they raised. Do you realize that not a single penny of that money went to any of the people who lost their homes? Not a single penny. So our good friend, Congressman Kevin Kiley, he's a Republican from California, has officially sent a letter to the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, and he is now calling for an investigation into what happened to all of that money. Turns out that apparently most of it was given to nonprofits and NGOs. Not a single person who lost a house got a single penny from Fire Aid. And this is one of the reasons why on this program we partner with groups like Samaritan's Purse or Food for the Poor, because we know the money and the support is going to get to where it needs to go. But this kind of nonsense, that's absolutely disgusting. Just disgusting that the organizers of Fire Aid would do something like that. It's really just appalling. So the congressman saying, and I want to read the quote here from the congressman, tens of thousands of people in Southern California lost so much in the wildfires, including their homes and loved ones. Americans generously opened their wallets to help the people impacted by the wildfires. Every penny should go towards helping those people rebuild their lives. And he's absolutely right. And the fact that it's not, that's just disgusting. Just disgusting. You might remember the event was produced by Steve Ballmer, who's L.A. Clipper. He owns the L.A. Clippers. And they had some of, I mean, the biggest stars in music were there. The concert raised $100 million. One of the beneficiaries was the Pasadena Humane Society. They got $250,000. Okay, well, that's great. But what about the humans? What about them? I mean, we love little Fluffy and Spot and whoever, but what about the humans? Don't their lives matter? Now, the congressman telling CBS News they're getting a lot of calls from people saying what happened, and people who donated. They're like, what happened? Where'd the money go? You know, we gave money thinking it was going to go to the fire victims, and where's the money going? Now, the Los Angeles Times did an investigation into Fire Aid funds. They contacted more than 100 nonprofits. The Times reported that the funds reached those organizations, and the money was a lifeline to help feed survivors, clothe fire victims, provide mental health services. But that's not how it was advertised. So something's definitely not right there. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I've got to tell you about our friends at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. I love these people, and they are doing some great work for all of us. And by the way, you can join AMAC even if you're not a senior citizen. It's for anybody, whether you're 18 or 80 or anywhere in between. AMAC is for every American who loves the country. And I want you to go check them out, amac.us/darns. That's amac.us/darns. And you're going to love all their great resources. They are a wealth of news and information. They also have incredible discounts. and very helpful resources. And it's only going to cost you a few bucks a year. And by a few bucks, I just mean a few bucks a year. You're going to love this. You're going to make money on this because of all the great discounts you're going to be getting. But most importantly, you're going to be a part of a growing patriotic community that just refuses to back down. So go check them out. They're the conservative alternative to the AARP. They're fighting every single day for us. The Association of Mature American Citizens, amac.us/starnes. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Kathy in Salem, Oregon, listening to us on KYKN. Kathy, what's on your mind today?
God, it's the attempted honor killing story in Washington State that's on my mind. The judge in this case is not allowing certain words, arranged marriage and honor killing, to even be spoken in the courtroom. And so what is happening is they are giving the jury a different story about what happened. They're not hearing not one bit of the real story. And this poor girl, her parents might get away with this because they're saying they were disciplining their child.
So again, Kathy, it's always important to tell the story because most of America hasn't heard this story. So let me give some background information. And this is a story out of Washington State, and you have a couple. Their names are Ishan and Zahra Ali of Lacey, Washington. They're accused of honor killing their teenage daughter because she refused to fly to Iraq for an arranged marriage to an older man. And all of this happened back last October. The parents are now facing charges of assault, attempted murder, and attempted kidnapping. And we understand that the defense, their defense is they couldn't understand the court orders written in English.
Oh, that's just for the restraining order that the school had to put on the mother. Because the mother went to the school the month before and slapped her American boyfriend around right there at school. So she has that was the restraining order.
So where are we at now, Kathy? Because, again, clearly you've been following this every day. We haven't. So what do you want to tell the nation?
I'd like them to be informed because this, they are expecting that us to Sharia law. This, they have a right to because they don't believe in our laws. And this little girl is going to suffer for it if they get out, if they get away with it. It's just very, very involved story. And if you go to YouTube and you look up honor killing on Court TV, then you can watch the whole trial, and it's very intriguing, very eye-opening. And the closing arguments and the jury instructions are happening next week, and then the jury will get it
great.
Next week.
Okay. So, well, we'll be paying attention to this, Kathy. And, again, the body cam footage shows the aftermath of when the father tried to strangle his 17-year-old daughter in this attempted honor killing. So what a horrifying story. But again, I think this goes back to understanding what Islam is. And you have a lot of people in this country that don't want to go down that path, and they don't want to address the issues of the day. For example, if I say, oh, you had Muslims flying jetliners into buildings on 9/11, well, people will immediately label me as an Islamophobe or Islamophobic because I'm stating that these people did this in the name of their religion, which is exactly what they did. And people will say, well, you know, you can't call all Muslims terrorists. Okay, fine, but I get that. But if you just have 1%, you're looking at just millions and millions and millions of potential terrorists out there. So I'm not surprised this kind of thing is happening on American soil. I suspect more of it is going to happen. And it's going to come to a point, especially in these liberal-run states, where the government will step in and say, you know what, that's their religion. You can't be bothering the Muslims. Christians and Jews, well, that's a whole different story. You know, they'll target you folks, but certainly not the Muslims. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. Let's go to Gary in Daytona Beach, Florida. Gary, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd, thanks for taking the call. I was actually calling in when you first began talking about the $100 million Fire Aid concert. I had seen yesterday, and I started doing a little digging when I was kind of bored at the car dealership, and it's now up to $120 million. I mean, it's up to 120 nonprofits that went over 100, and it's become a three-tier system. But what I found funny was our own treasured Chris Wallace is the liaison for the Annenberg Foundation, and he's the person, the communications director for people to call and talk to about how this is how about the funding is proceeding. I found that buried in there. First, I had to make sure it was the same Chris Wallace, and then it pops up. Yes, we have veteran journalist Chris Wallace as our spokesperson at the Annenberg Foundation, and it's really hard to pick out and find some of these weird LLCs. I mean, the nonprofits. I mean, I don't know if you covered it. I was traveling, but one of the funniest ones was a group who cleans elementary bathrooms, school bathrooms, in K through five, and they applied and got money. Well, a lot of the bathrooms are no longer needed to be cleaned. So you brought the point up well, and so did the other people, but it's a three-tier system for, like what you were saying, any homeowners or people that suffered losses or tragedy. You have to now go to the foundation, now try to pick through NGOs, and it's like a scavenger hunt to see if you can get
help. Well, they're doing with people's donor dollars what they were doing during the Biden years with our taxpayer dollars, and they're funding a lot of radical groups, and that's got to stop. So anyway, Gary, I got to run. I am super late
Take
for a
care.
Break. All right, let's go, guys. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, and let's go to the phone lines. Patty in North Carolina, WSIC, our great affiliate. Hi, Patty, what's on your mind today?
How is my friend doing?
Good, good, good. Thank you, Patty. What's up?
I want to talk about a little bit of Epstein, but you know what? I'm going to say something right now. I just came from chemo again, Todd, and you know what? My gas is good. We're doing really good with our bills and everything. And Epstein and Maxwell is not doing that. You know who's doing that? 47. Hello?
Hello, is Patty there? Let's put Patty on hold. I'm not sure what happened there. We'll put her on hold, please. And we'll try to get Patty back with us. Folks, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Ron DeSantis announcing today that they are officially deporting people from Alligator Alcatraz. You know, they've been very upset over the cuisine there. The illegals were very upset because their ham sandwiches were not being toasted. So they were just getting regular untoasted ham sandwiches. So maybe they're going to be able to get those toasted sandwiches in the country of their choosing. Cut number four, please.
That those flights out of Alligator Alcatraz by DHS have begun. The cadence is increasing. We've already had a number of flights in the last few days. We've had hundreds of illegals have been removed from here. And, you know, the federal government has a process of how they eventually do, and they've done it different ways on some of these different flights. But the reality is this provides an ability to enhance the mission to increase the number and frequency of deportations.
Yeah, I tell you, I am so happy with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The guy built this thing in a matter of weeks. Alligator Alcatraz, great facility, and they're not only filling it up, they are sending illegals back to where they came from. Yeah, look, well done, Governor DeSantis. All right, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. Don't forget to head over right now to ToddStearns.com. Make a donation to our Texas Disaster Relief Fund. We'll be right back, everybody. All right, welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So the Democrats, oh, these people are morons. We don't know who's running the Democrat Party's X account, but they have probably been fired. So yesterday, they thought they were going to get a jab in at President Trump, and they posted a graphic illustrating how grocery prices have skyrocketed between 2019 and 2024. And they were trying to blame President Trump. Of course, President Trump did not become president until January of 2025. And they also showed us, going all the way back to 2019, that grocery prices were very stable and very low under President Trump, and skyrocketed, I mean exploded, when Joe Biden took office. People are having a field day with this. One person writing in, you're showing us a graph of stable prices until suddenly rising the moment you came into power, and then steadily rising higher and higher until Trump was reelected. It's a fair point. They were talking about this on Fox News earlier today, cut number two.
They were saying that all of these prices have gone up in 2025. That's what the headline read. But when you read the graph, the highest points were during Joe Biden's administration. And so this is the White House's response. You can see they highlighted it in red. When it was the highest, it was under Joe Biden.
Right. So they deleted it off. So obviously,
yeah, the Democrats deleted it.
Yeah, obviously an own goal by the Democratic Party. So, like, for example, they say a lot of dairy prices are down, right? Eggs are down 53%, some ridiculously low. But meat is high.
Yeah.
So the president's got to focus on that. And guess what the president did yesterday? He got Australia to start to buy our beef for the first time.
Yeah.
So he's constantly moving stuff.
It's a brilliant thing. The Democrats have completely imploded. Completely imploded. So well done. Well done, ladies and gentlemen. Donald Trump broke the Democrat Party. It's a brilliant thing. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. A lot of people have been asking about Russiagate and whether or not President Obama would be facing any sort of charges. Now, it turns out probably not. President Trump actually said that a Supreme Court case actually shields Barack Obama from being criminally prosecuted. The president was asked about this earlier today, cut number 12.
View on presidential immunity would apply to former President Barack Obama and what you're accusing him of doing.
It probably helps him a lot. Probably helps him a lot, the immunity ruling. But it doesn't help the people around him at all. But it probably helps him a lot. He's done criminal acts, there's no question about it. But he has immunity, and it probably helped him a lot. He owes me big. Obama owes me big.
Yeah, that's true. But here's the thing. That means everybody else is fair game. And fine, okay, Barack Obama is not going to prison. But you know what? There are a lot of people in his administration who very well may, including Hillary Clinton, who was never elected president. Therefore, she does not have presidential immunity. And ladies and gentlemen, I know some of you are a little disappointed, but the reality is, it's still a major victory for the American people if all of the co-conspirators surrounding Barack Hussein Obama are actually arrested and charged. And here's the deal. I'd be willing to give one of them. And you can take your pick. It really doesn't matter who it is. I mean, it could be Joe Biden. It could be James Comey. It could even be, I don't know, Hillary. But out of the upper echelon of the conspirators, you go to one of them and say, here's the deal. We're going to give you immunity. You get to go home. You get to go live your life. But you've got to spill the dirt on Barack Obama. We want to know every single thing he did. And if we can do that, I think that's going to be a victory. If we can see, and everybody else goes to jail, everybody. I don't care if it was the secretary in the room taking notes. Everybody involved has to do jail time. Aside from the person who spills all the beans on what Barack Hussein Obama did. And if we can do that, then I will consider that to be a great victory and the Republic will have been saved. Now, the question is whether or not the mainstream media is actually going to cover this story. You know, they were wall-to-wall Russia collusion for 4 years. 4 years. That's all they could talk about. But now that we know that it was all a big hoax, now the media doesn't want to cover it. They want to move on. And I don't think we can do that. I think we've got to address this issue. We've got to get to the bottom of it. And heads have to roll. And as President Trump said, Barack Obama's got immunity. He can't be touched. But everybody else can. And that's what's going to be a lot of fun, is to watch the Democrats start turning on each other here. By the way, here's Caroline Leavitt, and she is just tearing into the drive-by media over this. Cut 13, please.
The president said yesterday that Obama committed treason. Do you or the White House believe that the Supreme Court's immunity decision protects Obama from prosecution?
Look, I can speak to the president's feelings on this matter. He spoke to all of you yesterday in the Oval Office, but I also spoke to him about this morning. And he wants to see all those who perpetuated this fraud against our country, who betrayed our country and the Constitution, to be thoroughly investigated and held accountable. And it's been, 10 years of this. And I would just add, based on everything the director has said and declassified, all of you in this room should go through it and take a look at this report and review the intelligence, because unfortunately that hasn't happened. And many of the people who perpetuated this hoax, Clapper, Andy McCabe, James Comey, and many others, have been hired by major networks in this room to go on television and continue to spew these lies, knowing that they are lies. And if you all recall, just flashback to 2016 and the years after, the entire Trump 1 presidency was embroiled in this scandal that was perpetuated by the Democrat Party. And you had major Democrat Party officials in this city, namely Adam Schiff, Hillary Clinton, Elizabeth Warren, who went on television and told the American people, Donald Trump is an asset of Russia. It was a lie. They always knew it. Hillary Clinton herself said that President Trump would be a puppet for Putin. Senator Tim Kaine at the time called President Trump Vladimir Putin's defense lawyer. Adam Schiff stated, and one of the worst things a lawmaker can do is to tell the American people, I know something you don't know, it's just classified and I can't tell you. And that's what he said. I can tell you that the case is more than that. I can't go into the particulars, but there is more than circumstantial evidence now. And not enough people in this room, not enough journalists in this country pushed Adam Schiff to say, what are you talking about? What evidence do you have? Everybody just ran with the lies, and it led to impeachments. It led to the division of our country. Unfortunately, so many Americans, from listening to outlets in this room, believed in these lies. And it's a complete scam, and it's a scandal, and the president wants to see accountability for that.
All right. Yeah, I think we all do. And again, this is nothing. At this stage of the game, all the hyperbole, that's got to stop, right? We really don't need any more congressional hearings. We really don't. They've got the evidence. So the question now is, are we going to make arrest based on the evidence that we have? And this is not a matter of some sort of a show trial. We have to demand justice here. And I also believe that in the sake of fairness, that we need to treat the conspirators just like they treated everybody that was surrounding Donald Trump in the fake collusion hoax. And that means, let's just say that let's just say Hillary Clinton gets indicted. Then we need to see the video of the FBI agents knocking down the front door of her home in Chappaqua, New York. That's what they did to Donald Trump's team. We need to see Hillary Clinton being led out in her bath slipper. All right, well, no, we don't want her bathrobe. We got to at least let her dress. Yeah, we got to put some clothes on. But we've got to have Hillary Clinton led out. There needs to be a pre-positioned CNN camera in the bushes, just like they did for Paul Manafort and Roger Stone. And it's all got to be televised. They have to do. Look, this is the one instance where you have to do unto them as they did to you. That's what you have to do, because we got to teach these people a lesson. But we also have to do it by the book. And we are a nation of laws. We uphold the rule of law. And if these people broke the law, they should suffer the full force of the law. It's really that simple. All right. Let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Pastor John in Kentucky. Hi, Pastor. What's on your mind?
Hey there. First of all, Todd, I'm glad you're doing good. You know, I got this new idea. Well, my son gave it to me. You know how we're raising funds for Texas and stuff like that, and I know you guys are still doing it. You know how we have the alligator Alcatraz T-shirts and stuff? Well, I'm sure you're aware of the movie The Rock with John Connery and Nicolas Cage. How about this one? My son came up with this, and I almost lost it. Welcome to the Croc.
Oh, welcome to the Croc.
Yeah.
Very
like
clever.
Have an alligator with a little ponytail like Sean Connery had.
Oh, yeah.
And stuff like that. Come up with the T-shirt idea. And, you know, it doesn't have to be super expensive T-shirts, but I think it would be a great idea to raise funds for Texas and, you know, and whatever fundraisers you guys come up with, because I know how you supported the veterans community, you know, people that have survived the storms, families and stuff like that. But, Todd, I'm giving you that idea as a gift because, you know, I don't know what else to do, but I just want you guys to have it and run with it because I know you got artists out there.
Well, I love this idea, Pastor John. We will see what our team can do. You're a man of great humor.
Well, you like? Well, welcome to the Croc. You know, what can I tell you? That was my son's idea, so I hope you like it. Take it and run with it. It's yours.
All right.
I love you guys.
Pastor John, thank you very much, and I hope you have a great weekend. All right, we've got to take a break, and here's the deal, folks. When we come back, we're going to be doing our Hall of Fame. We're going to be announcing all the people that donated today. So if you want to get a donation in, and if you also want to leave us a message, you can do that as well. Go to ToddStearns.com, click on the red banner at the top of the page. Again, ToddStearns.com, and you'll be able to make a donation right now online. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. All right, all you folks in Ohio getting ready for the big Ohio State Fair. And what is it, like 170 years you guys have been doing the state fair. And I don't know what it is about the Midwest, but you guys always have the best state fairs. And the best ones, by the way, are the ones that have all the original, you know, they don't have like all the traveling food trucks. I mean, it's all local folks. I mean, that's what it's all about. So anyway, hope you folks in Ohio heading out to the Ohio State Fair have a good time. You can't eat healthy at those things, so just, you know, have a good time. Don't worry about the carbs. Also, I want to give a shout out to our friends in DeSoto County, Mississippi. They have one of the most incredible family theaters there. And this weekend, tonight, as a matter of fact, they open up a brand new show. It's called Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And it's going to be a wonderful show at the DeSoto Family Theater. And if you want information, you can go to their website, but DeSoto Family Theater. The Stearns family, we're going to be down there tonight having a good time and hopefully watch. No, I'm not going, Parker. I am not going to see Glorilla. So someone suggested I should get front row seats, but I don't have Kevlar. And you probably need Kevlar if you're going to one of those rap shows. I'm just saying. It is what it is. All right. I told you that we were going to do this. And again, head on over to ToddStearns.com and you can make a donation to our Texas Flood Relief Fund. And we do not have access. So many of you called in your donations. And so I think based on those, it's going to put us over the mark. But online, we've had over $19,418 raised. Our goal is $20,000. And I think we have surpassed that, but we won't get those numbers till later this afternoon. But I do want to share with you some of the folks who've donated today. And let's start in Decula, Georgia. And Stephen gave us a $100 donation. Stephen, thank you for that. Jeff and Donna in Memphis, Tennessee gave us a $100 donation as well. And we're just so excited. Thank you so much, Jeff and Donna. By the way, that will get you a signed copy of my brand new book as well, Star Spangled Blessings. Glenda in Gainesville, Georgia. What a generous town Gainesville is. Glenda sending us a $200 donation. Thank you for that, Glenda. Tamara in Warner Robins, $50 donation. Janet in Havelock, and is that Havelock or Havelock? It's in North Carolina, I believe. Great town. $100 donation. Thank you, Janet. Larry in Gainesville, Georgia, $100. Betty in Asheville, North Carolina, $50. And here's Robert J. in Memphis giving us a $150 gift today. Wow, you guys, this is amazing. And let me say this, and we've got more names to keep to keep going through. But let me just say, the people in the Hill Country of Texas, they're a pretty sturdy bunch of folks. You know, it's kind of like the folks in North Carolina. They're not the kinds of folks that are going to be looking for a handout, which is why we've got to do this for them, because you know how it is. You want to do for yourself. Well, sometimes you can't do that, which is one of the reasons why this campaign is so important. So you keep those donations coming in. Deborah in Houston, Patriot Talk 920. You guys, $100. Thank you, Deborah. Julie V sending in a $200 gift. Michael K, a $50 gift. Ray, that's R-A-Y-E, in Council Grove donated $50 today. You guys, this is just amazing. Greta with two T's, Greta H in Sacramento, California. Wow, I love my time in Sacramento, Greta. KFBK was the news anchor there for a long time. $200. Thank you, Greta. Donna in Gainesville, Georgia. Donna M. in Gainesville, Georgia. That's a $50 donation. Thank you, Donna. Tom P. in Whitehall. I believe that's in Tennessee. $200. And Sarah in Houston. Sarah L. in Houston. $100. And we've got Jeffrey T. in Texas with a $500 donation. So there you go. Guys, I just can't thank you enough for helping us and being a part of our effort. The donations, you can still donate through the weekend if you haven't been able to do so. ToddStearns.com, and you'll see the red banner there. But I, no doubt, I believe we're going to surpass our $20,000 goal. And we will, on Monday, we'll give you a final update, and we will also provide a final reading of all of our Hall of Fame names. But literally hundreds of you have donated. And that really says a lot about the quality audience we have on this program. So, guys, thank you so much. Over the past 2 weeks, that's pretty amazing, over $20,000 raised. So thank you so much. All right, don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern tonight, Newsmax, the Todd Stern Show. Be sure to watch. Folks, get out there. Have a great, great Friday. And whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend.